Welcome to the Rich Flow of Life podcast. Join Valerie Kinney, the award-winning authority author, as she takes you on a journey for your personal evolution. Valerie Kinney talks to enlightened featured guests who hold the keys to unlock your unique life situation. They each bring to the table their very powerful personal spin to inspire and empower you to learn to step up your game into the rich flow of life.
Hello, I'm Valerie Kinney, and today our featured guest is Charmaine Bryan, who I'm so proud, pleased, and honored to have joining us. This is very exciting for me because this gorgeous woman is the magnificent award-winning author of the book entitled Stop Buying Clothes You Don't Wear, and it's all about how to find your signature style for less. You see, Charmaine, she is hot, 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 hot. I'm telling you the truth. She is the very hot certified image and corporate consultant, and she's all about helping people find a unique style and present themselves to the ultimate of her capabilities using her fine expertise. Now, she is the founder of her own business. The company is called Charmaine Bryan Image Consulting, where she gives the latest and the greatest and the real hookups to make you savvy and swag with style. She worked with both personal and professional clients. She's also an award-winning speaker with a delightful approach. She uses a lot of humor to make her points across. Oh yes, Charmaine is the one. She is hot, 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 like I said before, helping people to enhance and improve their image, presentation, style, and communication. So, we're not going to hold this up any longer. Let's hear now and get the latest from her. Let's get the scoop from the fabulous and wonderful fashionista, Charmaine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you for inviting me on, Valerie. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you today.
Same here. I'm loving having you. So, I got a little bit inside information. You just got back from Jamaica, right?
Yes, fabulous. Beautiful weather, and now I'm back to the cold. Well, not so bad in Toronto today, but okay. Yeah, we've got the cold coming. But Jamaica was absolutely lovely.
Awesome. So you were there for about a couple of weeks, was it? Seeing family, friends, and just kicking it, huh?
Yes.
All right, but you live in Toronto, right?
Yes, I do.
Very cool. So anyways, Charmaine, you are a consultant, and I wanted you to just, you know, help us with what it really means to be an image consultant. What does that mean?
Well, an image consultant means where I am, when I'm working with you as an individual client, I am working to enhance your appearance, your behavior, your communication skills so that you can put your best foot forward in the world. You're confident. You dress confidently for your lifestyle. You're out there at work, in your own businesses. You're communicating and presenting yourself to the best of your ability.
Awesome. So you just want to have your best self out front, the best version of you from the inside out, because it all starts from the inside. So you work with them from the inner works, and then you show that outside, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when clients first come to me, that's the first thing I want to do. If I'm going to work the best with them, it's about me getting to know them and what they want to achieve. So that's it. I want to know what their goals are, what they want to get out of these sessions, how they're going to take this forward once we stop working together. Because the idea is, of course, that they're out there, they're confident, they're doing their thing.
I got you. So, Charmaine, this is wonderful. So all this stuff, you know, just being a person diligent about helping people become their personal best, whether they're, you know, in their private life or in their business life. And you wrote this book, Stop Buying Clothes You Don't Wear. And I think we can all know a little bit of something about that. What made you decide to write your book?
Well, that was me. I had a ton of clothing in my wardrobe that I wasn't wearing.
Oh, my God.
And it was crazy.
Crazy, right? You buy this stuff, you don't wear it? How is it?
Yes. price tags were on there, and I wasn't wearing these clothing. You know, I had clothing. I'm just like, okay, it's too small for me. But, you know, once I lose the weight, I will get back into it. And often that's what so many people do. They hang on to clothing that they don't need, they don't wear, they don't even like. But because you've spent a lot of money on that, you feel that you've got to hang on to them. But the premise of this book is, it's about actually, it starts even before you hit the shops. It's actually looking at, you know, what suits you individually, what colors should you be wearing, what suits your body type, what's your style personality, what is your lifestyle, because that is absolutely key. When you look at all those factors, especially your lifestyle, and then you learn to dress for it, then you can then plan accordingly. So then you can then look at your wardrobe and think, I no longer need this, and think about what you do need. And then you, when you are out shopping, you're shopping mindfully, because you're then buying that skirt or that top or that pair of pants or the shirt because you've already got something in the wardrobe that it will match with. Rather than what a lot of us do is we go shopping, we buy something that we like, and often than not, it becomes an orphan because we've got nothing to wear it with.
All right, so you able to help them work it all out and pull it all together and make sense out of it. So that's good to know. It was based on a premise of your own personal trauma with the clothing, with the situations in that closet, in them drawers, you know, what's going on here? Like you say, let's pull it all together. So you're able to get in, dig in deep and help people get it together and work things out. So Charmaine, let me ask you now, so what kind of business or personal tips can you share with us about all of this? I know you just did a pretty good rundown, but give us some real good strategic tips that we can put our fingers on.
Okay, well, I guess what I really like to talk to people about is auditing your wardrobe. I mean, that's the premise of the book, Stop Buying Clothes You Don't Wear. And what I mentioned previously lifestyle, and that's absolutely key. If I'm going to give you some tips, think about your lifestyle. How do you spend your time? How much time do you spend working? How much time do you spend socializing, working out, family time, downtime at home? And once you've factored in, okay, I probably spend about 30 to 40 hours a week working, I may spend 10 to 15 hours socializing, I may work out 2 to 3 hours a week, I'm at home just lounging around how many hours a week. Once you've broken that down, then you can think, okay, so I need clothing for work. I need clothing when I'm out socializing. I need clothing when I'm working out. I just need clothing to lounge around the house. And once you've decided how much time you're spending in all those activities, that's when you then go to your wardrobe and think, okay, what have I got in my wardrobe that matches those activities? And then that's when you then begin to audit it. And then once you, when you're auditing your wardrobe, think about, do the clothes fit you? Do you feel good wearing them? Do you like them? Are they suitable for your lifestyle? Do they actually suit you? Think about all those key things when you're auditing your wardrobe. Create yes, no, and maybe piles. The no pile is the stuff, the yes stuff is the stuff that you feel good about. It suits you, it suits your lifestyle, you enjoy wearing them, it matches with other stuff in your wardrobe. The no pile is the stuff where you get rid of anything that doesn't match your lifestyle, doesn't fit you, is out of date, you don't feel good wearing it. And then there's the maybe pile, which I would suggest you could ask a second opinion. And the maybe pile could be stuff that maybe a little bit out of date, but if you got the clothing items altered, or you take it to a tailor, it could be bought more up to date, or it could be for something where you have a special occasion, and you know, you may be invited to a wedding, so, or a fancy gala event, so you're not going to be wearing those clothing every day, so you also have that in mind. So once you've got your yes, your no, what's your no pile, get rid of them straight away. Donate them, sell them on eBay, take them to a consignment store, get them out of your closet, because the only things you want in your closet is for the now and today and what you're going to wear now.
Not living it now, huh?
Yes, not for the future.
Not for the future. Not when I lose, not when if and should, none of that.
No, but it's, I mean, and okay, you may have some fantastic clothing that you're like, okay, I'm losing weight. One, when I lose that 10 pounds, I want to fit back into that dress. I'm not saying necessarily give that away, but put it in another place. So it's not in your wardrobe. Because as I said, you know, you want everything in your wardrobe that you feel fantastic wearing now, not 4 months down the line.
I got you. So it's all relevant to the time now. Like you keep saying, you got to live your life now, not in the past, not in the future. What's yes. being you is right now. I get you. So that's really cool. Because, you know, I'm kind of guilty of this too. And probably a lot of other people are also. Is this a problem that you find real big time? Like when you go in and you know, you're working with people and you say, you don't say my goodness because you don't want to insult anybody. But in your mind, you're thinking like everybody has this problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I go into women's closets, mm-hmm. they you know, they have tons and tons and tons of clothing.
Right.
Tons of the stuff. And
wow.
As I said, you know, we talk about we get rid of what they don't need. And then this is the next part is then building wardrobe modules around your lifestyle. So you have one for work, one for socializing. So, you know, you may have, say, if you've got that one for work, it's like your corporate wardrobe or your business professional wardrobe. Then you've got the evening wear, which obviously won't be as much as work. You've got your working out module. And then you decide, okay, so if I've got my work wardrobe, you would have a jacket, probably you would have a pair of pants, a skirt, and then you'll have 3 to 4 tops that would go with that, as well as accessory shoes and everything else. So you're building your module around that. But then, of course, so from your audit, you may have that stuff already in your wardrobe. So you tick off, yes, I've got the pants, I've got 2 tops. Oh, but I actually need a pair of shoes. I may actually need a skirt. So then you make a list. And then when you go shopping, you're just buying those things that you need for that particular module.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for success. So, yeah, everyday success, making it so that you can go about your day with one less headache. Because, boy, we all know we have a lot of stuff to contend with nowadays. So give me, Charmaine, a success story. Somebody that you're proud to share with us about how you bought them from where they were to what they are now. You know, a client that you're proud to share with us about.
Well, one of my clients that I've worked with, well, a number of them, I guess. Well, actually, your most recent one, and I'll give you the example where I went into audit her wardrobe, because she had just started a new job. It was more corporate than her previous job. So she wanted to revamp her spring summer wardrobe. And when she said she didn't really know where to start, especially as it was a new environment that was much more formal than she was used to working with. So I went in, we started off with the style analysis, because we wanted to find out what suited her, her colors and what her lifestyle was. So we did that, and then we got the idea. This particular client was a classic. She was like a medium height, medium build, and usually someone who's quite in the middle is more straightforward to dress than someone who's probably, say, on the other extreme. So by the time we got to her wardrobe, when I tell you the amount of stuff she had in her wardrobe, she probably could have built about 50 or 60 wardrobe modules from what she had there.
Wow.
Which was, yeah, far too many clothes. It was far too many. So when
you had your work cut out for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we actually looked through her wardrobe, we built about 7 to 8 functioning modules that she could actually work with. And I mean, as I said, she could have created so much more, but we put together 7 to 8 modules that were something that she could really work with. And we made a list of what she needed. I mean, at the time she said she was happy to go shopping on her own, but she actually had the foundation now because she knew exactly what she was looking for. And then when I actually saw her recently, she said it's just so easy now. It saves her time.
Cool.
She knows exactly what she's wearing every day. She's not thinking about, oh my goodness, what am I going to wear?
She's Charmaine, you're hot. You set her up on the fast track. Sister says, you're hot. You put her on the right track. All right now. So we're getting ready to wind things down here. And I do want to find out from you. I know you, this wasn't always the case for you, being a fashion, being into image consulting, personality building, dealing with people from the inner to the outer, making them be the best version of themselves that they could possibly be when we come out here to the outside world, because that's basically what you're doing, is helping people from the inside out just be the best that they can be out here in the world, personal and professional. So I know your background was from education administrator. How did you go from starting your own business, and now what advice would you give people who want to start their own business?
Well, first thing I would say is have a plan. I mean, for me, I was no longer happy doing what I was doing. I mean, I enjoyed the education piece. And I feel like what I'm doing now, I do feel like I'm still educating people. Because not only am I working one-on-one with clients, I'm also working with groups of people as well in organizations. So I do feel that while it probably feels like a great shift that I've done, I don't think it's that dissimilar to what I was doing before, except for now I feel like I'm being more, you know, I'm more creative. I've got more control over what I can do. And I feel, and what I would say to someone who wants to start their own business is go for it. You know, do plan, create a plan for yourself. Okay, you know, I can't leave my job today, but think, okay, what can I do in the next 6 to 12 months, even 2 years? You know, put aside savings, put aside backup plans. But, you know, sometimes you've just got to take the leap, and you've got to and believe in yourself and take the leap wholeheartedly when you do it. There's no half-heartedly. You've just got to have the faith. And a lot of it is all about mindset. And that's something that, you know, when I first started, you know, I felt like, oh, I'm not confident. I can't do this. Where can I start? But when you're all in and you do it, it makes a huge difference. And you don't have to do it alone. I mean, I've worked with coaches, I've taken business courses, and certainly there's so much support.
Prepare yourself, if you
want to start your own business, speak to other people who are doing it, join groups. There's so much support out there. It's unbelievable for people who want to embrace entrepreneurship. And
I just love you, Charmaine. You're just so fabulous. Oh my goodness, this is just too much. Let me see now. So this is just great. So it can go on and on and on. But you're right. Surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Step out of your comfort zone,
step out on faith, and get yourself together, because it is doable and it is your destiny to be the greatest person that you can be. So now, with that being said, Charmaine, what are your future plans? What are you looking at next?
So my future plans is, I've written a book and I've developed my signature programs that I work with one-on-one clients with, and also with organizations. But I actually want to bridge that gap, because it's either when people meet me, they're either in a position where they can buy the book, or, you know, they can invest in themselves and sign up for my programs.
Tell us how to do that, Charmaine. Tell us how to get a hold of your book and sign up for the program. Take this opportunity to let us know.
So if you want to buy my book, it is available on Amazon.com. So just, you can do a search for Stop Buying Clothes You Don't Wear. Or you could go to my book website, StopBuyingClothesYouDon'tWear.com. And certainly if you buy the book, you can download some free bonuses from that site. Also, if you want to find out more about my signature packages and how to work with me or book me for speaking, you can find me on my website, CharmaineBryan.com. But I've got for the new year, I'm also working on a very exciting program. I've decided, well, certainly, you know, I have clients. I'm based in Toronto and I work with clients in the greater Toronto area. But what about clients who are further afield? So I am working on an exciting project to take my services online so that you can work with me virtually. So some of my book, I will be creating a e-course webinar type program so, you know, people can work with me worldwide. Or, you know, if I'm traveling and I meet people who want to work with me, they can sign up for my online program. So that is what I'm really working on hard to launch for 2017. And for me, that will be a great way to bridge the gap between my book and my signature programs.
Awesome. Charmaine, it's been really real. I really, truly enjoyed talking with you. This has just been so incredible. And I commend you on all that you've done. And I look forward to hearing from you for more in the future, like you just spelled it out for us all very clearly. So I don't take lightly that you took your time out to spend with Valerie Kinane. I really appreciate you. And I want to say I love you dearly.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I've really enjoyed speaking to you today.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Rich Flow of Life podcast with host Valerie Kinane. We're most appreciative you took the time to be with us. And thank you. For more action, go subscribe to Valerie Kinane Talks YouTube channel and like us on Facebook at Valerie Kinane Talks and follow us on Twitter at Valerie Kinane. Until next time, we love ya.